Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Pádraic Lodge, Gurmeel Mogath, Freisin. Now, the government is being accused of abandoning its own plan for the Gaeltacht. It follows the closure of the last available boarding school for boys looking to learn through the medium of Irish at second level. Our reporter Barry Lenahan has more detail on this. What's this all about, Barry?
So there are over 300 Gaelt Scoileanna or Irish medium primary schools nationwide, but there are just 74 Gael Coláiste or Irish medium secondary schools across Ireland, and this at a time when there's a big demand for nearly also Irish-speaking early years education. As for those living in Gaeltacht areas themselves, the government's plan for the Gaeltacht 2010 to 2030 specifically states that all Gaeltacht students should have the opportunity to continue their education through Irish, but some families in Gaeltacht areas fear their children will be deprived from learning through Irish following the closure of the country's what's thought to be the country's last remaining all-Irish secondary boarding school for boys.
And who have you been talking to about this, Barry?
So according to the most recent census, there are just 133 people using Irish on a daily basis in South Kerry's Ivrahach Gaeltacht, the nearest all-Irish secondary school for boys right through to the end of Leaving Cert is approximately a 1.5 hour drive away. And so Josephine Shukru sends her son Connor to Coláiste on Fiersig in Glanmire in Cork. Now, this had been the last boarding facility available for boys wishing to continue their education through the medium of Irish in Ireland. However, while the school will reopen in September, the boarding facility will not, as the company that runs it, Gaeilge's Cho, says it's no longer financially viable. And this leaves 8 pupils that have attended the school potentially without accommodation. Here's Josephine.
I am a parent of 6 children. My daughter went to Coláiste Ida in Dingle. And when my sons came to go to secondary school, they wanted to continue their education through Irish. So they had done their NINRA through Irish, their primary school through Irish, and they wanted to continue in secondary school through Irish. So I went looking for a boys' school that I could send them to, or a mixed school that I could send them to continue their education through Gaeilge. But I found Coláiste an Fiersig in Glanmire, Cork, and we went up to see it, and the school was absolutely fantastic, and I decided to send them there. The eldest has just completed his Leaving Cert. He'd be fluent in Irish, and then my youngest was due to go into fifth year in September.
And as you live in the South Kerry Gaeltacht as well, there aren't many similar type schools around.
No, the nearest to us would be about an hour and a half's drive for a post-primary Gael school.
So really an all-Irish boarding facility necessary to continue Connor's education through Van Gaeilge?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. There's no option to live at home and attend an all-Irish secondary school.
But you received communication in the spring that the boarding facility is being withdrawn. What exactly were you told?
Yeah, so we got an email on the 10th of April just saying that due to rising costs of heating staffing, that they were unable to provide a boarding facility from September onwards. The company providing the boarding, Gaeilge's Cho, had been providing boarding to students in Coláiste an Fiersig since 1973, so over 50 years. So I don't think the decision was taken lightly, but it had come to a stage where they just couldn't financially keep going. That was the first we heard of it on the 10th of April.
Now, the government provides what's called a remote area boarding grant to help cover accommodation costs and to help children like Connor, who are disadvantaged because of their remoteness from schools, an opportunity to attend school on the same basis as students not so disadvantaged. But this grant, it hasn't increased in approximately 12 years, despite the spiralling costs of providing boarding facilities. Now, Coláiste an Fiersig has sourced digs off-site for the affected pupils, but the cost outstrips the level of the government grant by approximately €4,000, and so is out of reach for some parents. Here's Josephine again.
The kids had been in receipt of a remote area boarding grant, and the purpose of that grant was to give students that are disadvantaged because of remoteness an opportunity to attend school on the same basis as students not so disadvantaged. But that boarding grant has not increased in over 12 years. So obviously costs have increased hugely, but the grant hadn't.
And that remote area grant is worth approximately €5,000, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But I suppose there's a significantly more, it's more expensive to keep a child at home, drive them to and from schools. There's a lot more expense involved than when they actually lived on the school grounds.
And the boarding out arrangement for the children affected would cost approximately €9,000 for the year.
That's right, yeah, that's right. And bear in mind, like, this is to attend a public all-Irish Gaelscoil. You know, it's not a private school, it's a public school. It's just because it's Osgoelga. It's the last mixed Irish boarding facility. So the boarding section was run by a company, so it's actually separate to the school.
What will Conor do now?
Well, we'll have to take up the place, you know, and come up with the extra finance to keep him there, because, like, if there's no option to come back down and continue Osgoelga. It's, you know, we live down in Southwest Kerry. There's nothing near us that he could attend and continue his education through Irish. I was looking at the Irish language plan from 2010 to 2030. And part of that plan says that all Gaeltacht students will continue to receive their education through the medium of Irish. But if the education isn't being provided close enough to us and finance is not being provided for them to go elsewhere, then that doesn't add up at all.
How disappointing is that?
It's incredibly disappointing, Barry, incredibly disappointing, because, like, the effort that has been made down in the South Kerry Gaeltacht to improve the language and to get more people using the language. I think in the last census, the speaking Irish has increased by 10% in the area, which was huge. So there's a huge organisation here pushing for it to improve and continue with our Irish. Then we hear that a facility like this would be allowed to close.
That's Josephine Shugru there. And I covered the 20-year strategy in the Irish language an awful lot. And all the experts say that one of the easiest ways to acquire and retain the language is through the education system. But if there's no second level, having acquired and learned it in the primary level, well, then there is a problem. So what happens in Josephine and Connor's case now, Barry?
Well, the independent Kerry TD Michael Healy-Ray has pressed the Education Minister Norma Foley in the Dáil on whether she'll increase the remote area boarding grant. But Josephine, she's still waiting for a solution.
I've contacted the Department of Tourism, Gaeltacht. I've contacted the Department of Education. I have contacted the Department of Equality and Children. I haven't had a whole pile of success with any of them. None of them seem to be able to do anything to help, or haven't come back to say they were willing to do anything to help.
And you've contacted the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, as well, haven't you?
I have contacted Simon Harris, yeah. And he forwarded my correspondence to the Department of Education and the Department of Equality, but I haven't had a response from them since he sent them my communications.
How important is it that this is resolved, not just for Conor, but for other children, other families as well, who wish to continue their education through the medium of Irish?
It's hugely important, Barry, because, like, the Irish language is actually growing. I mean, we have an amount of NINRA and primary schools, Osgoelga. We're short of secondary schools, Osgoelga, but a secondary school where they can stay is what we need. You know, there needs to be a boarding facility for them, because most of the areas are very, very remote and they don't have access to Gaelscoileanna. The primary Gaelscoileanna, they're plentiful at this stage. So there's more and more students speaking Irish, looking for the opportunity to speak Irish and being fluent in Irish. We don't have schools available in our areas for them.
What is the exact solution you wish to see here from the various government departments whom you have contacted?
I'd like if they could have a joined up approach to this, and I'd like if they could look at their own language plan and what they've promised and what they've said they would do, and try and support the parents who wish to continue with their kids going to these schools. There's financial support, but there's also, it needs to be looked at as why this facility closed. You know, definitely the remote area grant should have been looked at earlier than now. This facility should have been supported to stay open, and that's what I would like to see. A boarding out arrangement is absolutely fantastic, but then we need the finance to help us to continue with that.
How will you cope with the burden of that extra finance now for the forthcoming academic year?
I'll just have to come up with it somehow. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but we're going to have to try anyway. I suppose what I'd like to say is to all of these government departments, there are families that are working hard to raise their children through the medium of Irish, which is a beautiful language. They need more support to do that. And the government needs to look at their own Gaeltacht language plan. And they really need to start following through on what they've promised in it.
What's the reaction to all of this, Mary?
In an email to parents, Gaelicus Cho apologised for closing the boarding facility, saying it took the decision with great regret and sadness. It acknowledged that it would cause difficulties for families and that children may no longer be able to attend Chláistead Phiarsaigh as a result. The Department of An Gaeltacht said this was a matter for the Department of Education, and a spokesperson for that department said boarding facilities of schools are privately owned and managed and so outside its remit. And they said the remote area boarding grant would remain at its current level.
You can text us to 50551. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.